Thanks so much for joining us today. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a day where we are talking lots about the Grey Cup and the Riders. A big win for the Riders. Their fifth in franchise history, a Grey Cup victory last night against the Montreal Alouettes. We've got still a few guests joining us throughout the morning and right after lunch on the program today. And of course, this is all in advance of the 1:30 welcome home that is happening at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. So anyone that is in and around the Regina area wants to stop by for that, you're welcome to 1:30 Gate 3. They are welcoming the club back. There will be some short speeches there. And then tomorrow is the parade planned, the Green Mile in downtown Regina, so Albert and Victoria Avenue, and it will proceed southbound on Albert and culminate at the Legislative Building, where there, again, will be no doubt some more speeches and discussion. Lots of people will be in attendance for that, no doubt at all. Well, this topic, in fact, I'm going to tell you right now that this topic is going to be triggering for some people. This is a tough conversation. It involves studies, research studies that are done using animals. And it's come to the forefront in the last little while that there are, even though there are ethical standards in place in how animals are used in scientific studies, those standards aren't always followed. And that has actually caused a research team with scientists from Saskatoon, Calgary, Germany, and more to analyze and understand that best practices for animal research aren't always being followed. So this became, a more heightened public conversation. And this is the part that's going to be tough if you're an animal lover, if you're a dog lover, to hear. But it was a tragic story that came to the light of day in London, Ontario. In fact, it was a story that was just published by the Investigative Journalism Bureau in partnership with Post Media, found that dogs were being used in a heart study at St. Joseph's Healthcare Lawson Research Institute. They were inducing three-hour heart attacks in the dogs and the puppies, the investigative report said, before euthanizing them and removing their hearts for further study. The hospital kept its research under wraps, wheeling the animals in blanket-covered crates and even playing loud music to drown out the barking, according to that report. So if you are a person who is a lover of animals, that story is really hard to hear. My next guest is someone that can talk about why there's a need for reform, why this needs to be looked into. Dr. Beljit Singh is Vice President of Research at the University of Saskatchewan and joins us today to talk about why major reform in how animal experiments are planned, approved, and published are and is needed. Dr. Singh, thank you so much for taking the call today.
Thank you very much, Evan. It's a pleasure.
So what prompted the call for reform from researchers around the world?
Thank you very much. So universities do one fundamental thing, that they always conduct research on whatever we are doing today in a way to improve it in the coming years. So this is one particular study which was led by Professor Hugh Townsend, who is a professor emeritus at University of Saskatchewan, in collaboration with leaders from Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization in Saskatoon, University of Calgary, and the Veterinary University in Hanover, Germany, to look at the papers which have been published using animals in various kinds of research studies as to whether those studies were designed properly to get the right kind of the answers from those experiments. What they found were that quite often in many of the studies that they looked at, more than 100, that some of the basic procedures which are used for designing the experiment, they were not followed. For example, the animals were not assigned randomly to various treatment groups. For example, people who were evaluating the results from those animals, they were not blinded as to whether an animal is a control group or whether a treatment has been given, because it can create a bias effect. And then there was how the animals are allocated to individual groups in a cages where mice or rats or hamsters are kept. So these were some of the things that they found were not being followed in more than 120 papers that these colleagues have analyzed.
You know, I read one of the researchers said only sound animal studies are ethically acceptable. Can you explain what that means in practice, doctor?
Yes, thank you very much. Again, all of the animal studies which are of importance in advancing biomedical research, whether it's making vaccines or treatments, they are under the purview of Canadian Council for Animal Care. Each country has their own system, but in Canada, that's what we have. At the university level, there is a committee for animal care, and then there are ethics boards. So when a professor gets the research funding to do a study, they have to submit an application to the university committee for review when it comes to how many animals, what is the objective of the study, where is the funding coming from. So university committees undertake the review of that, and then they allow or they ask for revisions. At the end of the day, if an experiment is allowed to proceed, then the animals are ordered and the study gets underway. The university veterinarian and their team of the veterinary technicians keeps an oversight on all the animal care which is provided to those animals. So this is the procedure within the university when it comes to do that. The studies which have been published, very likely the animal review committee or the funding bodies or even the research papers, journals where these are published, they did not pay due attention whether the animal experiment design was properly organized or not. So it's an oversight. The basic policies and the rules are in place to exactly do what these authors are asking us to do, but these are what I will call are the oversights that have taken place.
Dr. Baljit Singh is my guest, Vice President of Research, University of Saskatchewan, one of many calling for major reform in how animal experiments are planned, approved, and published. What specifically are you calling for in terms of reform, doctor?
So as we always do, when we find something which is not being done properly, we are going to look into our systems at University of Saskatchewan. I can speak for University of Saskatchewan. I also want to say, even if I could, look, our university is a university. We are in the middle of the country in a prairie province. We are a humble university. We don't brag. Many universities will shy away from conducting this type of study that shines light on something which is not being done properly,
right,
not only here but other places. So we need to take pride as Saskatchewanians in that. Now, at the University of Saskatchewan, as Vice President Research, I'm going to work with the Animal Care Committee. Generally, we are hands-off from the committee because we want them to do their work as they should. These are actually very simple fixes at the end of the day, because our rules state that there should be a certain number of animals in each group. That's a whole should be assigned to individual groups, that how they should be analyzed and housed. I think we are going to make these changes. The second piece is the reason oversights happen. Sometimes we miss the point of education somewhere along the way. Graduate students who do most of the studies work in the laboratories, new professors who come on board, and the animal care committees themselves, we need to make sure that each one of them is educated. They have a checklist in front of them. It's a checklist at the end of the day that they are going to tick the boxes as they proceed along the spectrum of conducting a study after obtaining the research grant and publishing papers. It's a checklist. We are going to make sure that it's put in place at University of Saskatchewan and hopefully across other universities. Last point I would make is that there should not be a concern that all the animal studies which have been done in the past, they were somehow invalid. Because the evidence is that all the new devices, all the new drugs, all the new vaccines that have been developed, they have come from those animal studies which have been done over the last many decades or centuries to lead us to this point. So I want to assure your listeners that our university will take the step, is already doing that, to make sure the education is in place, rules are followed, so that whatever animals are used in any study, which we do very, very carefully, that the data we get from them is actually meaningful, it's reliable. And I believe in the coming years, with the advent of artificial intelligence in vitro systems. I think the number of animals that we will use in the research is going to continue to decline so that we can use other systems. So again, I want to assure the listeners that we are going to be taking these steps.
Dr. Singh, I appreciate you giving us some time. Thank you for checking in with the show today. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to the riders and everybody in the province. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Dr. Baljit Singh, Vice President, Research for the University of Saskatchewan. And you know, what he just said there about with the advancement of technology, remember, it wasn't only, what, 2 weeks ago we did an interview where through genetic and technological advancements, they were able to essentially recreate a human lung, even though it wasn't an actual human lung. So you know that we are making advancements, then the day is drawing ever nearer that animal testing will be perhaps completely a thing of the past. But until then, the need to ensure that there are ethics being followed, that there are, they call them the three R's, replacement, reduction, refinement, essentially all core ethics part of animal research. And again, Dr. Singh, thank you for checking in with us on that. Take a break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.